Today on 4CA, John McKenzie, 1300 872 911.
Now, let's have a look at this general practitioner issue. Do you know it's approaching really crisis proportions, not just in Cairns? It seems that nationally, the whole system seems to be collapsing. There's even a hint that it's just not going to be viable in the very near future if something isn't done. Everyone's saying, well, this can't be allowed to be happening. Everyone relies on having a GP, having a family doctor. Well, apparently not anymore. That's a luxury of the past. Now, I'm just going to read this briefly here. It says, Health Minister Yvette Dath, on a visit to Cairns on Tuesday, has promised to investigate solutions to plug the region's massive general practitioner or GP gap. Now, Ms. Dath was in the far north to meet the health service about how the state government plans to invest $250 million for a major expansion of the city's hospital capacity. She said this would be part of the largest investment in new hospitals and new beds in our state's history, and would deliver an extra 45 beds in the second half of next year and a further 96 by the first half of 2026. Now, Ms. Dath said the increased funding would help the local health service meet the demands driven by people unable to see a GP. When they can't get a GP, they go to ED. What's happening at ED? It's chockers. So we'll go on with this little report, and then I'm going to talk to somebody in the know. Now, she said, this is Ms. Dath said, her department was liaising with key stakeholders to find solutions to attract and retain more GPs to the far north. Good luck. Anyway, here's another quote. We need to make sure GPs can be financially stable to set up a practice and have the time they need to manage their patients. Well, the thing they're seemingly doing is all piling it together in these clinics. And you might have had one doctor before, then you'll have three, then suddenly it becomes eight. And it's just incredible what has been happening. And you talk to doctors quietly and privately about it, and they say, oh, it's just impossible. The finances just don't stack up, unless you're a specialist. If you're a GP these days, it just doesn't stack up because of the situation with the sort of funding you get at the government level. Look, I'm going to cross now to a gentleman by the name of Dr. Michael Clements. Michael is the chair of the RACGP, Rural Council Royal Australian College of GPs. Michael, good morning.
Good morning. Good to be talking to you about this issue.
Michael, isn't it an issue? Firstly, it seems to have crept up on us. I mean, most people go to the doctor and time's of the essence, and you're in and out as quick as the doctor can get you in and out and still do provide the service, et cetera, because they're under the pump. So no one actually gets to say, doctor, what's this story about, you know, GPs? It's really impossible to keep up the level of service, to get the numbers. They are either retiring or not wanting to come to far north Queensland because maybe they see it as whoop-whoop, I don't know. Can you just give me a bit of an idea of what's been happening in recent times? Give us a bit of a timescale about this emerging emergency.
Well, it is an emergency sense now, and it's starting to creep into bigger towns like Cairns. I mean, just early this year, Cairns was recognised as a priority area because it doesn't have enough GP for the population, and Cairns is lumped into the same group as more rural towns, Hughenden and Richmond and Mareeba, in terms of workforce shortage because things are so dire. But we have been building up to this over a very long number of years where the federal government and to a certain extent the state government have really just not been interested in investing in and repairing primary health care. So we've been building up to this for a while, and now we're reaping the rewards of that underinvestment.
There's another aspect too, I think. What we've heard in recent years is the smaller towns, the surrounding Cairns, for example, there was one recently down on the Cassowary coast, and he retired, if I remember rightly. What was said in the coverage of that matter? Well, there's one available in Innisfail. Inquiries were made there and booked out for weeks, if not months, and you can go into Cairns. And then I think people realise, gee, when those smaller towns lose their GP, where are they going to go? They're going to go looking for a GP in Cairns. When they can't find one because all the clinics are booked out, they go to the emergency department or whatever. So it's been coming along quite much more quickly in recent times because it's sort of concentrated now, this crisis. And as you just pointed out, it's really impacting on us here in Cairns.
It's been a growing crisis, and we're at that tipping point. And I'll just quickly point out that when people can't get into this, see the GP, what that means is that things like mental health conditions, chronic disease like diabetes and heart failure and lung disease doesn't get treated. And it's these people that are presenting to the ED needing a bed. The ED isn't full of people with coughs and colds and just needing a script. The ED is full of people who haven't had their chronic diseases managed adequately. Uh-huh. One of the challenges has been, and I guess, listen, it's convenient for the politicians to say it's because the EDs are full of GP patients.
Yeah.
But the reality in the College of Emergency Medicine are very clear that the EDs are full because there's not enough beds for the severely unwell. But the reason that they're severely unwell is because we haven't been able to spend enough time with them in general practice to actually prevent the first heart attack or prevent the mental health deterioration or prevent the pneumonia or infection.
Isn't this interesting? Because that was one of the perceptions I got just talking to a couple of different GPs that, yes, they're under the pump. You, when you go to make an appointment, you're lucky to get in with 2 weeks, 3 weeks. And when you do get in there, there's a waiting room full of people. And, of course, the doctors just can't give, I suppose, the sort of time they would like to give to their patients. Is that how it's working?
So that's exactly right. So what happened is back in 2013 when the Medicare freeze started, they held the Medicare rebate for a 15-minute appointment with the GP down at a very low level, and it's been at that very low level since then. I mean, it's crept up a tiny bit, hasn't kept up with inflation. Now, if you're a business owner and all of a sudden the amount of money you get rebated per patient goes down, yet all of your costs go up, the only way that general practices have been able to cope with that is actually by increasing the number of patients they see per hour. Mm. So a bulk billing practice that accepts the Medicare rebate does actually need to see more patients per hour just to stay viable. But if you can imagine, if we rush you in and out of our room, we're not often getting to the core of the issues. We may not be addressing all of the preventative health issues and talking about everything from your smoking to your weight loss to your mental health. And so one of the things that we are calling for is that the federal government does increase Medicare rebates for longer consultations. We actually need to spend more time with our patients, not less time.
Gee, this is interesting. Can I just ask you, you just mentioned about the cost increasing for GPs. Which cost particularly and by how much?
Yes, so I'm a GP practice owner. I own three practices in Townsville, and year on year, my staff expect pay rises. Year on year, the people that I rent off expect an increase, normally ahead of inflation. And year on year, all my costs of electricity and everything goes up. But year on year, the federal government rebate for a standard consultation means my patients are getting essentially less and less real money. So all of my usual costs of operating a business, just like every other small business, has been going up for the last 10 years.
Yeah.
And to a certain extent, we've been absorbing that by seeing more patients per hour. But more and more practices, like me, are just having to charge people. We now charge a gap of everybody in our city practices. Pensioners, children, we just can't afford to accept that Medicare rebate anymore.
But that's still not going to be enough by the sounds of things. I mean, it's interesting, isn't it? You just pointed out, fundamentally, everyone's getting a pay rise. That's to be expected. But not GPs from the federal government in their rebate.
Well, that's right. And I guess it's not all about the money. I mean, as GPs, we've got a wonderful job. It's amazingly diverse. And I love joining my patients on their health journey. But we want to spend time with our patients to do that.
And
you know, we'd love to be able to bulk bill everybody, but if the government's, you know, holding back these rebates, you know, it turns it into a different job. And sadly, many medical students are now saying that they're not interested in general practice because they don't want to work that hard and see so many patients.
Yes, exactly. And also, of course, if you're going up to the specialist level, you're going to be earning more automatically anyway. Can I just ask you, how urgent is this situation? You're coming on the program today. There's this article in the newspaper. There's, I presume, coverage on television, etc. When do you expect the federal government to acknowledge the emergency?
Well, it is absolutely critical now. Right now, there are people in communities like Mission Beach, like you mentioned, that don't have access to a GP. That means people will be dying sooner of their chronic disease, of their heart disease, of their lung disease. There needs to be our rural patients already are 1.5 times more likely to die from diabetes and heart disease than our urban patients. I'm in Cairns today, actually. There's a National Rural Health Summit led by the Rural Health Commissioner trying to address this. There needs to be long-term solutions, things like long-term funding, long-term medical student training in rural areas. But there also needs to be short-term things like increasing the Medicare rebate for longer consultations, increasing the medical rebate full stop. But also making it easier for overseas trained doctors to come to the country, because at the moment 50% of our rural sites need overseas trained doctors, yet it can take 9 to 18 months for them to get through all the paperwork. So we'd like to see the new federal government, who has made all the right noises. So the new health minister has made all the right noises about wanting to fix this, but we'd like to see some of those noises turn into action.
Let me ask you this. Are the days of the family doctor at an end?
Well, I did see that comment by the State Health Minister. I was very disappointed, to be frank. I'm a GP, and I've got families that call me their GP, and I absolutely love watching them through everything from pregnancy to giving their child the first immunisation, all the way through to palliative care. We are absolutely still out there, but if the government doesn't step up and follow through, it's going to be harder and harder to see people like me. And to be frank, you need money these days if you want a good GP. You often need to be able to dig into your pocket and pay a full private fee if you want to get that kind of care.
With some of the bigger practices, as you'd be aware, you don't get to see the doctor that you might have seen last time or you've seen several times. Fundamentally, you pull a card out of the box and whichever doctor's name's come up, you go in there. I think some people are comfortable with it. They'll take anything, I suppose, because they're desperate. But others always like to see the same doctor. That's a luxury in some cases these days.
Well, there's two things. So people will wait for me for their chronic disease, but if they've got a sore toe or need a repeat script, they'll be happy to see one of my other doctors.
I see.
And most practices will save emergency appointments. And remember, for things like repeat scripts and repeat referrals, most practices, like mine, offer online forms. So you just go online and ask the general practice for a repeat script. So we're catching up. We've got telehealth now. We're trying to do our best in general practice to meet all of these needs in this constrained environment. But if the government wants to make sure that everybody's got access to us, they do need to fund it, because at the moment you have to live in the right town and you have to be able to afford care to get the right GP care.
Michael, this has been really, really helpful. Thank you.
Glad to have the chat.
Hasn't this been an invaluable insight and impacts on us all, this business? What an interesting man. His name is Dr. Michael Clements. He's the chair of the rural, RACGP is the best way to put it, Royal Australian College GPs in Cairns, for that meeting today. He's based in Townsville.